Margin the Tekpa Chambo San Junjo to talk to you to understand.
Rinpoche asks us to start out by developing the enlightened attitude according to the Mahayana as we did before.
Tene Tundam Semje ne look to a pattern driver. Chini won some to talk about Latin de Kunzok ten yunga nawala denbari himbe Trupa Ransar himbe Malamin.
Rinpoche has the wish that we, based on the true nature of mind, which is the freedom of all mental elaboration, the absolute, based on that, that we can pacify our clinging to things as being truly existent as they appear in the relative.
Tene talam oma tsava kherab le rabzi ni che tsanga pa nyangi len de patak pa ni rabzi som je tsike som lo de che.
Rinpoche will today explain the last three verses of the text Fundamentals of the Middle Way by Arya Nagarjuna, Amula Madhyamaka Karika. We will start now with the examination of Nirvana.
Tene den do in de karas nan dole nyangin len de pam jomanta wo hi sung be tonda te tene gombo lo do je rekwe do ke sung ba.
This 25th chapter, the examination of Nirvana, is presented here because it was already mentioned by the Buddha in the sutras that Nirvana is just like an illusion, and Nagarjuna proves that through logic.
Tene Rabzi den de karese no ngu maba namje korva. Korva tungpa nye mare kangi se no nyande yore. Nyande yobu se no nyande denpa trupe se no korva yang denpa trupan trupa. Te se no nyande tene denpa ma trupe chiko.
The reason why Nagarjuna gives it a chapter here, the examination of Nirvana, is that the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existent, they say that samsara is not empty. They say samsara cannot be empty because nirvana exists. Nirvana is truly existent, so must be samsara.
Then korva tang nyangin len depa ni tudro vimbaseno nyande denpa tromna korva yang denpa tropare. Nyande denpa madromna korva yang denpa madropare.
Since samsara and nirvana are interdependent on each other as the two. If nirvana is truly existent, then also samsara must be truly existent. And if nirvana is not truly existent, samsara cannot be truly existent as well.
Penna malam do jado ke jingwa te trova yina, jado le trova te denpa yina jingwa yang denpa re. Jingwa denpa yina trova yang denpa re. Jingwa denpa mayina trova yang denpa mare. Trova denpa mayina jingwa yang denpa mare.
If we dream, for example, that we are chained by iron chains, then, and this is just a dream, then there might happen that we get rid of the chains, that we get liberated from this being fettered. And when the liberation of this being chained is truly existent, then the being chained must be truly existent as well. Or the other way around, when the iron chains are truly existent, or being chained by the chains, if that is truly existent, then to be free of these chains must be truly existent as well. Oh, in other words, if being liberated from the chains is not truly existent, then also being chained cannot be truly existent, and the other way around. If being chained is not truly existent, then also being free of the chains cannot be truly existent.
Dena nyande juma malam tawe yimbese nang korwa juma malam tawe. Korwa juma malam tawe yimbe jumchen la tende nyande yam nansur juma malam tawe. Ne thon konde nyambani. Korwa yang tudare ne lok tudare nyande je ne lok yang tudare. Tupa tata.
But nirvana is just like an illusion or like a dream. Therefore, samsara is also just like an illusion, like a dream. Or we could say, because of samsara being like an illusion and like a dream, nirvana must be like an illusion and like a dream. And this being like an illusion or being like a dream is just on the way how it is appears, how it appears, how things appear. They appear like an illusion, like a dream. But the true nature of it is that samsara and nirvana are equal. They are free of mental elaboration, both.
Tene ta nyangilin de patakpa le tsike karchi kiche tanda kiyare. Kova nyangin de pa le chepar chunze yumai. Nyangin de pa kova le chepar chunze yumai chisa.
Rinpoche chose one verse from the 25th chapter which examines nirvana. It says, samsara is not the least different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the least different from samsara.
Maybe jumjin den korwa yang Korwa jujin kunzub du jujin tende cho je zang je nangwa. Ming zang dang namdo ge takpa zang. Yimba te yindu nyanginlin depe nangwa yang jujin tende cho zang je nangwa dang. Tanyi do simjin je takpa de ming zang dang. Tokpe takpa tsam re, di se no nan sor illa chepa yoma re. Ne sor la nyande nyanginlin depe ne lok trupa tam che dan trarwe. Chunyi inba yindong korwa ne lok yang trupa tam che dan trarwa. Inba se no ne lok trupa ji chani chepa yoma re. Ne lok trupa dan trarwa. Korde ni ne lok trupa dan trarwa nyamba nyi re. Nan sor temri nang zang de nyamba nyi inba se no.
What is the reason for samsara and nirvana not being different? Samsara, on the relative level, is just a mere appearance which comes about due to the collection of interrelated causes and conditions. On a conventional level, it is just mere names, just a mere name. It is imputed by our conscience. And likewise is nirvana. Nirvana is also a mere appearance which comes about due to interrelated causes and conditions. And on this is on the relative level, on the conventional level, it's just a name being imputed by the concepts of sentient beings. This describes the way of how they appear. So since they appear on the relative level like that, samsara and nirvana are not different. And the way how they truly are is that samsara is the true nature, free from mental elaborations. And nirvana is the true its true nature is also free from mental elaborations. In this way, samsara and nirvana are equal or equality. Both are free from mental elaborations, so we cannot say there is a difference. They are the same.
대양 말람도 제익스로마츠엔캉 현대 타르바르카빈 제익스로마츠엔캉 질레 체나 덴콜베세 제익스로마츠엔캉 타르카와 델레 탄네 하장 이동 감상 이동 냠가바 질라 레페 말람탕나 페츠엔캉레 타르바레 테 타르베베세 덴라보 말람 니데 남도 트르베 난솔 레체바 요레 난솔 춘캉데 이도 몽바다 이도 캄상데 캄상데 이도 와이 난솔 이도 와 땅 모용 베체바 리샤와타 남도 근젠솔 라양 데네 단다 동아 땅 데브솔바 요네양 네록라 데네 땅 당보 Tarpa te rang yinji madhubar kare sanna tangpo tsuyankang ngane yo tseba yina thaya yore. Tangpo tsuyankang la dutin yo maare ngu meba dutin meba re, dutin meba kangba re, dutin meba tsuyankang ganaama shaba re. Tsuyapa pa luyang shadang, se la pakpa dang, nang la rupa dang, shadang mazangpa meba lu, nang tong ke lu, Lure, this and a Junkang la Tuba Mavare Tuba Mabesena, Dele Tarva Yang Madobre, Junkang la Tuba da Tarva Nibuti Namdo and Trubung on the Cheper Yuna Yang Nelo la Cheper Mabba De Yendo, Conde Ni Nansorta Namdo Kung on the Cheper Yuna Yang Nelo la Cheper Mavare.
We could imagine that
this and a Conde Yambany.
We could imagine that we dream two different kinds of dreams. The first dream is that we are imprisoned in a very frightening prison. It is very difficult to free ourselves or to run away from this prison. And the second dream could be that we have been liberated or freed out of such a prison. So the second dream would be a very pleasant feeling, the feeling of liberation, of the feeling of being freed from that prison. From the point of view how things appear or how these dreams appear, there seems to be a difference between these dreams. The one dream in which we are imprisoned in the prison is very unpleasant, and the other one is much more pleasant. In the one dream, we have suffering, and in the other dream, we are happy that we are free. But this is just from the point of view how these dreams appear. It's not from the point of view of the actual nature of these dreams. From the actual nature of these dreams and these appearances, first of all, we were never imprisoned. If we were never imprisoned, then naturally we cannot be liberated from this being imprisoned. The prison itself does not have a single existing atom. It does not have any essence. The prison itself in the dream is a house without essence. Also the prisoner, there is not an atom in his skin, in his bones, in his intestines, and so on. So it is just a body which is appearance and emptiness inseparable. So also of the body of the prisoner there doesn't exist any atom. It is just an appearance and emptiness inseparable body. So the prison doesn't exist and also the prisoner does not exist. How can there be liberation? So these two kinds of dreams are only different in the way how they appear. Namely, they appear different to our confused mind, to our confused thinking. But from the point of view how these dreams really or truly are, there is no difference. In the same way, also samsara and nirvana are just equal or equality.
Tenem Nyangin de Penelo Tripat and Trava in the Jimson Carresena, Nyangin de Penelo Tripa Yimba, Mupuang, Women, you know, Mupuang, Yangan, Women, you know, Nyande, Mupu, you know, Mupu, Mupu Matapa, Mupu, the Zay in the Senna, Nyangin de Pate Consantin, he kicked over. Can you send a Mupu, the Zay, you know, Tene Consantin, he kicked over, God over. Nyandele yitin me bachak. Hindu. Nyangin leba te ngumi ina cheyang me pare. Cheyang me pa tongjang nam khanda wo ina. Tene cheyang me bachak de thoya yong. Tise no. Tene nyangin len de pa te. Ngubo len de pa. Ngumi len de pa. Yoba len de pa. Meba len de pa. Trupa thamje. Dona ngarda. Ngarda chin tu trupa thamje. Nyevari kewe. Chunyi la. Tene nyangde se.
What is the reason for that Nirvana in its true nature is free of all mental elaborations? If it were not free of all mental elaborations, but if it were a thing or a non-thing, then it would not be free of all mental elaborations. Let's take Nirvana as being a thing. If Nirvana were a thing, then it would be composite. And if it's composite, then it would be impermanent. And everything that is impermanent is subject to destruction. So it would be destroyed in the end. If, and then this we don't want to reach. Oh, this we don't want to happen. If Nirvana were a non-thing, then it would be something completely not existent, like a blank nothingness. And if Nirvana is something completely non-existent, we cannot attain it. In this way, Nirvana is something beyond being a thing and a non-thing. It is beyond being existent and non-existent. It is beyond all mental fabrications which make up pairs, pairs of opposites. In this way, one says, Nirvana is Dhammata, and this is called the natural Nirvana.
Dina nyangin depe nelok yumi tupan ta tamche ta trawa yinpa te yindu korva nelok yang yumi tupan ta tamche len depa re. Korva ne lok tuja da nyang yin yin de ne lok tuja ni la ni me ba re nyang ba ni.
In the same way as Nirvana is free from all extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on in its true nature, also samsara in its true nature is free from all extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on. Both are completely free of all mental elaborations. And in this, they are not two, they are not different.
Deya malare pe deng somje nani deng somba yerme pe deng kapsu somare. Yerme pe dengi ni konde ni sen zimba ta. Salan jungwa zwendo ta redo ni je dondo chu somba te. Ten gombo lodrup jende nyangilin te pe takpo tuanda yabu hina malare pe deng somba yerme pe deng te tene sarbo chavye.
This is exactly what Milarepa expresses in the song of the three assurances, and the third type of assurance, where he says, I have gained assurance in non-distinction, freeing me from dualistic clinging to samsara and nirvana. Training in the bhumis and margas is shown up as deception. Thus I have severed false belief in hopes and fears. If you have understood what Nagarjuna explained here in his examination of Nirvana, then also this third stanza, this third assurance of Milarepa corresponds to that.
Milarepa song, yere me pe denki nin konde nisin zimba ta songba te, ne yeva seya me pan konde nyamba ni to tokpa la tin te, konde la thade den zimba, Zimbata, Trapate, Tasong, Hixong Somebody. Mama, Tene, Koba panza tanyan de drubzi shenpa yobare, tanda te shiksong sumpa.
Also Milarepa says in this third assurance where he gets assured or where he gets confidence in that there is no distinction between samsara and nirvana, he says based on having realized that samsara and nirvana are not different, I have purified all my delusion and all my clinging to samsara and nirvana as being different. Previously, I also thought that nirvana is something that I should attain and samsara is something that I should give up. But now that I realize the equality of samsara and nirvana, I have, given up all my dualistic clinging to samsara and nirvana.
Salam jonga jonda tar se jete tikpa chembe lola nambe lola. Namdo tan tembe samjeje namdo tan tembe hechobe mane mane ngola salam doya me.
Milarepa also says the training on the bhumis and on the path I have shown or I have resolved to be false. This is not usually in the Mahayana or in Buddhism it is taught that one should progress on the bhumis and on the path. So when one explains that one should progress on the bhumis and on the path, then this is not from the ultimate point of view. Here Milarepa says he has resolved that to be false. There is no progression on the bhumis and on the path. This progression on the bhumis and on the path is just taught in accordance with the thoughts of sentient beings, in accordance with their thinking.
Redo nije drondo chu sonju te tang khoba la redo ni nyande la redo ni ja chugre jok chen ji ke tanda ho chagre te redo nije drondo chu pa te nga ngoma khoba la mencham pe rewa cham pe to pa ni nyande to pe rewa ma to pe to pa ni redo yo tanda redo ji khong song pa kondenya mi ni besen na tene redo ji khong.
In the last line Milarepa says, I have cut all doubts of the two, hopes and fears. That means we can apply hopes and fears as well to samsara as to nirvana. If we do that, then it becomes somewhat like the explanation of the Dzogchen teaching. Milarepa here says, before also, he had the hope that he would not be circling in samsara, and he had the fear that he could continue circling samsara, and he had the hope to be liberated. He had the hope to attain nirvana and the fear not to attain nirvana. But now he has cut all doubts, which include such hopes and
fears. Jibsin retro trapo jing ni jig la pep kora jane pep digendo te topa karajong nyamdo karajong se traba kiba la tin de tene malare pa trapo jing ni jig to pep ne la suri me pa pepa la tin de tene nyamba ni jig to topare te jendo nga so yang kasa kala kora ja kasa kala tene do ko jitin je kan kasa kala do chu yo gom jagere te nyamba ni jig to topare ta.
The occasion this song of the three assurances was sung was that the teacher Chakyaguna requested Milarepa for that song. He himself was going from cave to cave and meditated here and there. As did Milarepa, as we know, he meditated in this cave and in the other cave and so on. So this Trampa Chakyaguna Atmilarepa, you have been going here and there from cave to cave. What are your realizations? What are your thoughts? Then Milarepa's realization was the realization of equality. In the same way, so Rinpoche says, we are going from country to country. We are going here and there, around the world, wherever. We should take the opportunity to request teaching, meditate, and also realize the view of equality. We are traveling here and there, everywhere around the world. If we use that to take up the teaching and meditate, then it would be possible to realize equality. And thus we have pacified all our suffering. But if we just take up all opposite thoughts or hindering thoughts and concepts, then this will just end up in that our suffering will increase.
Okay.
But if we see such false beliefs or oppositional ideas, then we should just look through them and see the equality within such ideas.
Garda nyamni tokpe droskya. Tse kamba nye. Chetan garda te tepa chimbi lola nyamni jingani shari ngu yere. Nyamni jingani garda shari kapso garda te kunzo milam tawa nyamba nye. Tendan trepa te trepa nyamba nye te shena. Garda te nyami jitros kyaz. Tenda wu go yuwa. Garda ta nishaya mewa, tonya mewa, tenda wu cha go yuwa. Nyami jingang ni garda kyarwa. Garda nyami toko jitros kyaz. Marbe.
Rinpoche put that into a two-line verse. Saying, at the time when these contradictory concepts appear within equality, one should realize these contradictory concepts as being equal, and so they become one's friend for realization. In the Mahayana, one says that within equality, or these contradictory concepts appear within equality, they come from equality. On a relative level, they are just like a dream or like an illusion, but on the absolute, they're equality, free from all elaboration. So if we see, while such contradictory concepts come up, if we see the equality within them, then they are not bad for us, but they are a kind of helper or friend to realize equality.
Dini je thekpa chembo de cheba dorje thekpa tawala konde yemi je tawa tang konde nyamni je tawa sombare te gombo lodup jindi nyande takpa ta malare pe den sombate ya bu sina tenen konde nyamni tang konde yemi je tawala ngi chi ji sambare.
Generally in the Mahayana and especially in the Vajrayana, the view of samsara and nirvana being inseparable or being equality is taught. And this corresponds to what Nagarjuna explains here in this 25th chapter and also to what Milarepa explained in the third of the three assurances. It shows here how important it is to see and to realize the equality or the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, and it helps us to gain certainty about that view.
Tinen konde nyamni de yemi la tangpo tabe ni chi ni gondo. Menen ka long ta rekpa la che de tin de konde nyamni dang konde yemi ji ta wala tangpo ni chi che go de chi che go de. Yi chi che de gom na tinen konde nyamni dang konde yemi ji to ba ngon de jo ra. De yan do ji te pe lo la thap che par chin tin go re. Ka ji ba da wo yin na tin chu do ga na ni. Ju lu ji na jo. Tene tanda oronyon je nanjur si jore. Tezo tante julu je nyamnin tang, oronyon je nyamnin tezo konde yelmi je tokpa ngondi je tabri.
In order to realize the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, first of all we have to have a stable view of samsara and nirvana being inseparable or equal. Such a conviction of that view we can attain through a logical analysis. So first we analyze with logic the inseparability of samsara and nirvana, and we will have belief or faith or conviction in that inseparability. And then we meditate with this conviction. And through such meditation, then we can actualize the realization of the inseparability of samsara and nirvana. Also, we can, in our meditation, rely on the special means of the Vajrayana. For example, in the Kagyu tradition, in the six yogas of Naropa, there's one yoga which is called the Gyulu, the illusory body yoga. Also, a means which is called the one taste or equal taste meditation. These are special means to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
The net zokpa chenpo lo la se sem de nan long de sanwa menga gde sung yore. Sanwa menga gde la techo ta thakar je nyam ni yore. Thakar je ni do la konde rikhin je ya tam konde rikhin je nyam ni te so yang nyam ni je topa ngondo jiru tab re. Tenim konde je korwa ta nyangin lin debe namba mandaba gomba te ne lo nyamye yinba la ten de nyamye je toba ngonda ma jirwa jirwa tabu.
Also in the Dzogchen or Maha-ati practice, there are special practices to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana. The Dzogchen practices are divided into the outer mind section, the inner space section, and the secret instruction section. Within the secret instruction session, instruction section, they are the so-called Trekchu and Toga practices. In the Toga practice, there's one practice which is called differentiating the samsara and nirvana. This is also a practice or a special means to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana. Here we visualize all the different aspects of samsara and nirvana and go through these aspects of samsara and nirvana in our visualization in order to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
This anata do dona tabe nihi che te tene gombe nyam se lemba kap so tham nyam ni je to ba ngon de che tham manda ba na so zo go.
Therefore, once we have attained certainty through the view, we should meditate and apply all these different ways of meditation to realize the equality of samsara and nirvana.
Pena me pe ji che na lu sar lu jong da lu sar chen bu jang na de ni lu je nam jor kan la ke yo ba manda ba na tho zo go ma to yo ba che ma to ma zo na de ni je sar jang to go ma re yo ba manda ba zo go re kang ba che kom lak ba che kang ba che kom lak ba che kom de na de na kan ya zo to go ma re ro lang da go cha yo ba manda ba zo go re de na yin de ni nyam ni je nyam to pa ngon de je ba thap je nyam ni manda ba na tho zo go de ma to lam sang
We have to apply different, many different methods of meditation in order to realize equality. Rinpoche gives an example for that. If we want to train our body, we have to make different kinds of exercises. If we really want to purify our inner body, if we really want to become trained, then it does not suffice just to hold up one arm or just to bend one bind or something like that. One leg. German. For the Germans. Bend one leg. Because then you would just look like a zombie standing there. But if you really want to exercise or train your body well, you have to use many different kinds of movements to get your body trained. In the same way is you have to use many different kinds of means in order for meditation in order to realize equality. The 26th chapter is the examination of the 12 links of conditioned existence.
Tesepe yena chuni tapalando ilete marekpa nezon de gaji parje tende yena chuni yang kunzo de nan santa don tambarang ngoru madu pasong pare teje pare.
What is taught here is similar to the teachings in the sutras, which teach that all the 12 interdependent links, starting with ignorance and up through old aging and death, that these, just from the relative point of view, are mere appearances, and from the absolute point of view, they don't truly exist.
Then the Rabzi generated the Mumaba Namdi, Korva Chuchin, Tongbani Mahimbatar, Tende Yinla Juni Ebese, Tende Yinla Juni Jun Korto Sanji Jisungbese.
Then, the reason why this 26th chapter here is included in the text is that the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existent, say samsara is truly existent because there are the 12 interdependent links. We can put that into a logical argument or syllogism, their argument, that would say, given samsara as the subject for discussion, it does truly exist because there are the 12 interdependent links. In order to refute such statement, now we have to show that the 12 interdependent links don't truly exist.
Dozi namjon jong majo marenga kwar jurbane hipe tini gombe so jisa.
The root text here says, if ignorance comes to cease, karmic formations will not arise as well. Cessation of ignorance comes about through meditation on suchness with knowledge.
Tende yina chuni ki savane thoma mare pa nipa le doji sumba namji yepa menzo ngapa chinji chukwa rekpa dunba sorwa yepa sepa gopal lemba chupa sepa chukye kwa chewa chuni pa gaki te tende yina chuni.
What is called the 12 interdependent links are first, ignorance, second, karmic formations, third, consciousness, fourth, names and forms, fifth, the ayatana, sixth, conduct, seventh, feeling or sensation, eighth, craving, 9, taking up, 10, existence, 11, birth, and 12, aging and death.
Tene tende yinla chuni teya ngama ngama, ngama ngama nam sema sema la tupa, tupa temba, ngama ngama mena sema sema mjongwa, yang ngama ngama teya sema sema la tupa yinbasena, Painting to the provider, painting to the provisiona, ranking over my robot.
Also, these 12 interdependent links depend on each other. The later one depends on the former one, and the former one depends on the later one. So, when the former one is cut or is not, does not arise, then also the one coming after, the one following, does not arise as well, because they are interdependent on each other. And since they are interdependent on each other, one can say they don't exist within their own essence.
Do not observe that when the Thoma Marekpa Danyepa Len Dozi Ni, Len Dozi Te, Len Do Sepa. Koba Chesi Che Len Do Sepa Te, Marekpa La Tenpa Re, Marekpa Ne Do Not Robare. Marekpa mina len dozi tusa yo mare, marekpa mina dozi yogamare. Ina yang marekpa yon len dozi latingore. Junsin karera, marekpa the temple simjinte, len hoin the song, marekpa the temple simjinti kiva lamare mato, len dozi mina, marekpa the temple simjinti chisigama. Tisena, then marekpa yang len dozi latembare.
The way how the 12 links are interdependent, that means dependent on each other, is that now goes for all the 12 links. We take the first and the second link. The first link, the cause for samsara is ignorance, that's the first link. And the second link is karmic formation. Karmic formation follows after ignorance. So karmic formation is dependent on ignorance. If ignorance were not there, then there would not be any basis for karmic formation to arise. But it also is the other way around. Because you need karma in order to be reborn in samsara, in order to get this ignorance. Therefore also the ignorance is dependent on the karmic formation. So if karma was not there, then also there would not be any base for the ignorance to arise. In this way, they are completely interdependent on each other. And because they are interdependent on each other, they cannot truly exist with their own nature.
Tina Marekpa Sikite Marekpa Sipa Chikte Chi Chikre Marekpa Chi Chikre Simchin Sedra Pachik Lamaja with Chikre Simchin Sedra Palamatipa Marekpa Mevare Ta Sedra Latu and the Pakpa Marekpa Pakpa Marekpa Te Kangutin Sumarisena Papa Marekpa, Papa Marikpa than Dame, but Pakpa take it, give a Nama Tomoka Lema Sana, the name Marikpa the Dame, but Pakpa gave a long cigar. This and the name Marikpa Tayan, Marikpa Tayan lay in the Zilla Tugo. Marikpa said the cheat, the Chetan said, Chetan Marikpa said the Yerva Yeda and Roa Retro Kangayan, Shepard Maze Pichi, said the. ये मारे पाजे यो मारे तुम्हों को मारे पाजे यो मारे सेम्पियन चले जाना पाक्पे मारे पाक्पे मारे पाते कहाँ ले सॉन्ग सॉन्ग पाक्पे मारे पाते ये वंगा मा पाक्पे ले चीज़ी जो ले जो सेटे ते ने पाक्पे ले चीज़ वालंग रे ठीक है ना पाक्पे पाक्पे मारे पाते लेन दोजी लेते गो रे लेन दोजी यं Marekwa le tupo bar. Tisa na pensin kiri kiri le tupo bar.
Pakpa nam gi marekwa re?
Pakpa mara, pakpa. Pig.
Pig,
oh. Pig, chum pakpa se te.
Ya, pakpa nam gi.
Pakpa, pakpa kakare. Pig, pig. Pig mara. Pakpa mara. Pig mara. Yeah.
In general, when we talk about ignorance, there's this word ignorance, which has two aspects. One more general aspect, that is general ignorance, like all the three lower realms. In all the three lower realms, there's ignorance. But you can use this word in a more specific sense also. For example, if you say, if you're going to be reborn as a pig, then you need the karma for being reborn as a pig. And this karma for being reborn as a pig is the ignorance which you have had in previous life. So therefore, also here, when you are going to be reborn as a pig, that comes from previous life, and a pig is a special animal with special ignorance, so this ignorance of a pig comes from the karma of previous lives. In this way also, to be reborn as a pig with such ignorance depends on karmic formation.
Tenangi, tapena ngatoke tanda le sagando, le te ngatu le te karel te ne sagar, marepa te ne le korba chesi le ngatu sagando, ngatu le ngatu Kovachi lay Chitsawa Kara Marikpare. And then Natsu Tanda Marikpati Kalin Song Song. Jeva Nama Tene Dosi Jele Sakpa Latina Muy Lutubusena. Young Tanda Natsu Marikpa Latine Jeva Sama Jesi Jele Sana Young Tanda Marikpati Jeva Nama Len Dosil Tin Song. Chicky Chigla, Prince Chicky Chigla Jutsa. This Hena Tanyaka Matta.
The same is for us. What we are doing now here is we are accumulating karma, we are accumulating karmic actions. And these accumulation of karmic actions is also based on ignorance. Ignorance is the accumulation of karmic actions that brings us a new rebirth in samsara. So if we accumulate karmic actions now, that the reason for that is that in a previous life where we had a similar situation, we were accumulating karmic actions and ignorance already. So the accumulation of our actions now depends on previous ignorance in previous life, which is the karma for us that we have now. And the same way with the later life, what we are doing now in this life, all the ignorance we are accumulating in this life, will bring a karmic result in the next life. There we will be reborn in samsara because due to the ignorance in this life. So therefore, past lives, ignorance, the result now is dependent on the past life, is ignorance as well as the ignorance which we accumulate now will bring a result in the next life.
Te yin do chukke kyoni palasam na nga so tanda nga so shen do gre. Shi gre yuma. Ten ten shi gre. Ji jim sen kare. Ji pe je dang bu je be sen na yuma shen do gre. Sheba te je bal tu go gre. Yin yang nga so je go ba de kang ten so so sheba la tu ba. Jeba nga ma sen jin ji che na nga so je ba re ma do. Jeva
the same as for the last two links, the 11th is birth and the 12th is aging and death. We can only die because we have taken birth, and we can only take birth when we have died previously before. So these two, taking birth and dying, are interdependent on each other. Without there being birth, there cannot be any death, and without having died in a previous life, we cannot be born in a next life. So these two are completely dependent on each other. If they were not dependent on each other, then it would be that one would be completely independent, and this is not the case. Therefore, being dependent on each other, one can say that both have no true existence.
Then, Rabzi Dumba Jeva Neban Jigpa Taba Kapsu Yang Jeva Sumbara. Jeva Neban Jigpa.
This was also taught in the 7th chapter, where it was teaching about arising, abiding, and cessation.
Then Malarebe, then Sumjanani, Jeva made the Dengini, saying after Nis and Zimbata, Reduka now and Zundata, taking it, you don't know Jusumba, take up some Malarebe Sumba.
And Milarepa taught it also in his song about the three assurances. The first assurance where it says, I have gained assurance in non-arising, freeing me from dualistic clinging to past and future lives. The manifestation of the six realms is shown up as deception. Thus I have severed false belief in birth and death.
Jeva meba lenge hi ni na thurba karta so. Se nga se ni sen zen ba ta. Jeva nga ma da sema la den bar kin be na thurba ki song song ba. Mama mala re ba rang thurba ye ba ke leng do wa. Na thurba re to kar re jeva me. Re to ga na wa zun ba na wa. Mala na ji zun ba na wa re do so. Te se na nga mala re ba che he la don do chu so. Che he la nge don do zo ga me song ba.
Milarepa says here in this life, in this first of the three assurances, he has gained assurance in non-arising. There he says, I am convinced of that there is no arising. What does it mean, conviction of no arising? That is, that one does not have any doubt anymore whether there is existence or non-existence and so on. And through having no doubt as what concerns existence and non-existence, one purifies one's delusion. Namely here, the delusion of taking a life to be truly existent. This delusion is purified, this delusion is dissolved. Before, Milarepa also took this life to be truly existent, but now he dissolved this delusion. Then one could ask, well, what about the appearances of the beings of the sixth realm? These appearances are shown by Milarepa to be just false. They are deception. And due to having realized that this life does not truly exist, one realizes that the appearances of the six realms are just mere false appearances. In this way, Milarepa has cut all the doubts as what concerns arrival of
birth and death.
Rinpoche explained that before already. The reason for why he explained that today again is that Nagarjuna has this great capacity of presenting things through logic, of showing things through logic. He brings this great logical argument. And before, it was the verse of Milarepa. Milarepa presents the same solution, or the same result, due to his realizations, due to his realization of equality. So to combine these two is very good.
Pupala pali chipa tam pala tuba yendo, payang pala tuba, pumaji gumuni pala gumare, puchi na paji labasena, payang pala tuba tenda wala sanotamuru.
If we want to think about interrelation or dependence, then we could take the example of the son and the father. The son is born through the father, so the son depends on the father, and the same way, the other way around, the father depends on the son. And this is, you would never call somebody a son before this other person is not the father. And the other way around, you would never call the other person a father before there is no son. Well, in worldly terms, from a worldly point of view, we would think that the father was there before the son. But this is not true. It seems as if the father was born before the son. But this is not true. The father comes exactly at the same moment when the son comes. And this kind of confusion is called the confusion which is confused in seeing everything as a continuum. Because we think the father was there before the son, but it's actually not true. That's similar to when one reads or presents the life story of some famous person, for example, a president of a country. In the life story, one would start out with the president being a baby, and one does so as if the baby was the president already, but the baby was not born as a president. It just only became a president when it became a president. So this is also being confused about the continuum of time. So here we should think about how we get confused about a continuum. This way how we are confused about a continuum could be presented or exemplified also through a river. When in the one year we are sitting at a river and we lose our hat in the river, so the river carries away our hat. Next year we come to the same place and we say, this river carried my hat. So we think it's the same river. We say it is the same river. But actually it's not the same river. The hat already has arrived at the ocean. And we are still sitting in the same place. So we mistake this stream or this river to be one continuum. That's a mistake.
Dranzinje namdo de dralatubare.
The same is valid for a friend, an enemy, excuse me, and the thought which takes this person to be an enemy. So the enemy is completely dependent on the thought that takes this person to be an enemy, and the other way around. The thought which takes somebody to be an enemy depends on an enemy. So these two are interrelated with each other, and therefore they don't truly exist. They don't truly exist by their own nature. They are just like in a dream.
Tena marek pa gana le dzi gagre le dzi gana marek pa yeng gagre marek ban gakpa te khan kade se ne gagre rangin ji gadogre le rangin ji gag mare tene tene Hippe, Tini, Gombes, or the Dame, but the Tomba Nishi and Gona, Tini Maripa Gavis. The Gather and Gidi Gardo.
In this way, when ignorance comes to cease, then there won't be any karmic formation. And the other way round, when karmic formations come to cease, there cannot be any ignorance. But how can we make ignorance cease? Does ignorance cease naturally by itself? That's not true. As it says here, one has to meditate. One has to meditate on the absence of a self and on emptiness. Through that, you can let ignorance be ceased, or you can cease ignorance, or stop ignorance. In this way, the meditation on emptiness and on the absence of itself is a method to stop or to cease ignorance. If we say here or explain that we have to stop or cease ignorance, then this is also just only from a conventional point of view. Because ignorance in its actual nature does not have any essence in itself. Therefore, as what concerns ignorance in its actual nature, there is nothing to cease and nothing which would not cease. So the explanation here that one has to stop or cease ignorance is from the point of view of the relative or the conventional.
Ene marek pa nelo langak pa me pa dikhiram ning bole marek pa mi marek pa se pa mi sombare ti ka du ta nelo ngo ma ke ba marek pa lang ngo me pa se na se pa se do ya ka ya
It is also mentioned in the part of Wisdom Sutra that also ignorance from its true nature is nothing to be seized. In the heart of Wisdom Sutra it also says there is no ignorance, there is no cessation of ignorance.
Seta maze lazo ye marikpa la kali. Did you say so? Yeah.
If we say ignorance is nothing which is to be exhausted or which is to end, then is it something which gets lost in the end and which is there as a residue? That's also not true. It is also, ignorance is also nothing that is not to be seen or not to be exalted. In this way we can apply the one line we had the other day in this text to ignorance and cessation. We could say, no exhaustion and not no exhaustion. Sepa sedang maze.
Sedo. Marekpa sepa me. Maze pa yin.
Not so negative. So exhaustion and no exhaustion and so on, the four extremes, where can you find them within ignorance?
Malam do charo gadamna charo, malam je charo, trova yang me, madurpa yang me, trova ta madurpa nika yang ma, nika leke yamba chika yang ma. Tete chikwa.
It's the same as in the dream when we dream that we are fettered by iron chains. There is no liberation of this being fettered, and there's also no non-liberation, none of the four extremes.
Mulanja Dravu Kepa Yami, Ma Kepa Yami, Nika Yami, Nika Mayimba Kinda Yami.
Dravu.
Dravu Kare. Kepa Mari, Kesu.
If we dream of a friend, of an enemy.
Yeah, enemy.
So this, in the dream, this enemy does not die. It also does not die. Not both of them together, and not neither of both.
Then Ravu Mama Tata Mata Laso Ye Kivanda La Kala Yosumba De Kanga La Jachore. Sangdang, Mazang, Yoda, Maba, Roda, Mudo, Lazo, Batangela, Yakuva.
As we had the other line the other day, which said, where are they within peace or pacification? We can apply anything, for example, clean and unclean, existence, non-existence, friend, no, enemy, and no enemy, and so on.
Taking the Sheta Masha Lasso Yi Yavanda Lakala. Shiva. Shiva, my Shiva, my Shiva.
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 Also death and no death.
Jilla Jama.
Death and no death and so on before. Where are they?
Gay bala, gay dama, gay lasso, gay seven de la cala.
Aging or old age? Aging and no aging, and so on, the four extremes. Where are they within classification?
Gendra would in the kangal get to it.
You can apply anything to that line.
Tan, you should stop them, but tawa tawa. Tawa takpa tin de kare. Jetang tawa nemba, te kunzo the tawa zango the nebi yeva yore. In a nelo la tawa nemba yang madobre. Tawa nemba the tawa zambo ni tudovi, tu ne trovi said the tawa zambo the nemba nika yang tapa madobre.
The 27th chapter teaches the examination of views. Why does that, do views have to be examined? On a relative level, we distinguish between good views and bad views, but from the actual nature of views, even bad views don't exist. Good views and bad views are dependent on each other, so they don't exist within their own nature. Therefore, they don't exist and have to be examined here.
Then, Rabzi Jinde, the Mumma, Tawa Namba Yere, Sanji, the Tawa Namba to the Sumbare, Tawa Namba Kangi by Sumbare, Tawa Namba Kailing Yere, this and the Tawa Namba Yere. Shepherd, Tina Tawa Namba Yan Rabbin over Mother. Tawa ngemba rangu trupa te, rangu ni trupa kaku. Tawa ngemba mebare. Neluk la tawa ngemba mebare.
The reason why this chapter is included in this text here is because the materialists, those who claim that things are truly existent, say things are not empty because they say all phenomena are not empty because there are all these bad views. The Buddha taught all the bad views, so these bad views exist. And if there are all these bad views being taught by the Buddha, then phenomena cannot be empty.
Pena malam na yere, macheke, macheke, takpa tawata, cheta ke, cheke, takhelen deba, oma hipa malam tanga, nika madubra. Tawa ya pushingi ya madubre, hepa poya madubre, takhe shingi ya madubre, takpa oma tawa, chutamche, driven tatan, trawa in hipa tseya madubre, takpa tan, cheba in hipa draya madubre, this and na, tene.
So we have to prove that even bad views don't really exist. As in a dream, for example, we can have dreams about all the different types of extremes. For example, a dream in the extreme of eternalism or a dream in the extreme of nihilism. We can have a dream in the extreme of the middle way. We can dream about that all phenomena don't truly exist because there's freedom of mental elaboration. But all of these are just dreams, they are all words. The words of these extremes don't truly exist, and also the sound of these extremes don't truly exist because it is just a dream. Just from the point of view of our deluded concepts, extremes exist, or views exist, but not from the point of view of the excellent mentor.
Takche je tawa la soba tawa ngemba chuchi yang tapa madruba thar. Takche je tawa khe lemba po kansa madruba seta. Takche je chik rung jinge madruba se. Chik yang madruba. Yeah, or tawa ngemba tawa.
Put this in a form of synergism. Given the extreme, giving bad views, such as that of eternalism and nihilism as a subject for discussion, these don't truly exist because, on the one hand, the individual who has these false beliefs or who claims these false beliefs does not truly exist, and on the other hand, also the words of these false beliefs don't truly exist.
Nena tawa ngemba madrom na zangbo ya madrobari sa, zangbo yang madrobari. Pinsen tutubri nika madrobari.
And it falls about...
Jumsen tenda wala tena konde, konde nyamba nijis.
And if false or bad views don't truly exist, then it follows that also the positive or good views don't truly exist. Because bad views and good views are interdependent on each other. So both of them cannot truly exist. And for that reason, one teaches that samsara and nirvana are equality.
Tawa ngemba tazang tang chepar chungse yume.
Bad or false beliefs and positive beliefs have not the slightest difference.
Tawa zangbo tang ngemba lang ola chepar meba.
Good or positive views and bad views have no difference within their own nature.
Tawa zangbo yang tawa ngenpa nelok la, nelok le chepar mebar. Tawa zangbo de ngenpa nyaba ni.
The good views are not different from the bad views within their own true nature. There is no difference.
Anna tawa zangin kangi yabar. Tanyi dan namdok yabar. Tanya da namdo latin zangi yigri. Tanya da namdo mina, tene tava la zangi cheba mera.
So how come that we have good and bad, or that we talk of good and bad views? Good and bad views are just made through conventions or through our conceptual thinking. With our thinking, we make a distinction between good and bad views.
Tene malare pe, Jojor chukye da kaap so, thikpan jojor te, thumye mepa tonto na thikpan chojim te la sa. Thikpa la, thikpa lan thumye mepa, nyampa nyi to na te thikpan chojim songpa. Thikpan thumye se na namto ka sikhi re, te khansa te thingcho mawa po ma re. Thingcho mawa po. Thingcho mawa po ma re. Kanyi se na zangin je namto ya pa. Nyamba ni je, thame me pe ton ton na thikpan chow jang te la sa. Thikpan chow kar re. Thikpan thambo ta me pa ni me pa. Thikpan nyamba ni je to na te thikpan chow re song pa. Thikpan chow re. Thikpan lan thame zangi sege do wa. Ne lo la thikpan lan thame me pa re nyamba ni.
This accords to what Milarepa expressed in his song, The 11 Supreme Things. One supreme thing is, Milarepa was singing about one supreme thing. If one realizes that there is no difference between high and low, there are also no supreme vehicles. There are also no high and low vehicles. So if you have realized that high and low is equal, then you cannot apply that to the vehicles as well. You only make, through your concept, you call something a high. Only through your concept you call something a higher vehicle and a lesser vehicle. But these are just only concepts. There is no difference between high and low. So also, we cannot talk about high and low vehicle. So Milarepa is saying, realizing that there is no difference between a high and low vehicle, that is the supreme vehicle. Anyway, the explanation is the same.
This is the Nelok Tepa, two times in Yambani, Konde Nyamni Yimbata, two times in Nyamni Yimbasena.
Therefore, because samsara and nirvana are equal, and because all phenomena are equal, also the vehicles are equal, within their true nature, their equality.
Tatsab tsete, kanser pungpo namji jun tena mami wo danzong. で、先輩にだね、ためにじゃまいのしさ。で、なら、じゅわちぎゃ、たゆだ、ためにゆぱたらめぱたらね。たゆぱためれれ。あんさやゆぱたやめぱ。で、にがゆれたんで、じゃばせな、ロマティンじゃたわちぎゅるじゃご。じきてんじゃかな、とんんたゆぱ、めぱにかにね。じゃばせまらんたゆぱ、めぱにかにね。だだぽんぼ、んてね。
딱밤마다바니가니네 So the verse here reads, because the continuum of the skandhas is similar to the light of a butter lamp, therefore, there being extremes and not being extremes would be illogical.
Tene pungpo nam, pungpo tam, pungpo jyoyin. Pungpo keche ngama da sama jenga zogo re, jyoyin te kande re. Jyoyin te ngane ta yera mere kare sana mami wo da wore. Mami tam mami wo da wore. Tese nam ta yopa tam mepa le depa re.
You take the five skandhas and the continuum of the five skandhas. What happens is that in each moment the former one has ceased and then the next one has come. So the continuum is just coming about through arisal and cessation, arisal and cessation. Therefore it is similar to a butter lamp and the light of the butter lamp. The light of the butter lamp comes about through arising and ceasing, and a continuum of arising and ceasing. Therefore, there are no extremes, and there are also not no extremes.
In a pomponati, Melange pomponati, Tipare, Melange pomponati.
The five skandhas are like the five skandhas in a dream. They are mere appearance. And from the point of view of the true of their true nature, they are not truly existent. Therefore, there are no extremes, there are no not extremes, no both of them together, no neither.
Tene yang pungpo juin te chunanga dawa dawore. Chunanga dawa te ta yopayamare, mepayamare, talindepare. Kanyi sena dawa tatu nana yang dawa dote dutin yomare. Te sena ta yopayamare, mepayamare. Ta yopata mepate dendrop lutuware. Nang san yinpa sena ta yopata mepalindepa. Chunanga dawa tawa.
So it's, well, it seems to be the extreme of existence and the extreme of non-existence. So there is neither the extreme of existence nor the extreme of non-existence. Nor both together, nor neither of them, of those. So we could apply this stream or the continuum of skanda, or compare it also to the moon in the water, or the reflection of the moon in the water. So the reflection of the moon in the water, there is not a single atom of it truly existent. It's just a reflection. Therefore, it neither exists, nor it does not exist, nor it is either of those, nor neither.
Ta ava amal jana, ava amalan ta yuna, tangpu ava, tangpu ava amanila, ava ama mevati gogore te yina. Ava amalna thayo bare. Tha mena ava amalna thayo mare. Ava ama mepe simsim chega mena tha thuya mo. Te le lau mudu.
Ni pari yam
kya? Ava amalna thayo na tangbu ava ta tangbu ama jigo re. Tangbu ava ta tangbu ama ni la ava ama meva jigo re. Mugu bare. Te le lau re. Ta mina ava ama mebesi tene matani meba yena tatu ya yama.
Ta mina?
Ta mina tatu ya meba. Avala avada ama nila ya ava ama di gogodo, telaya ava ama go, telaya ava ama gogodo, ava ama mebe, tene zani sigma, tene tatu ya meba. Te le la va. Saya me va. Zoya me va. Ava ama tonda tsena, tene kapa pa de tsena yang saya me va. Namka na yin. Namka lan ta tu ya me va yin da. Ava toma me va. Ava la toma me te ka de tsanda.
So the difficulty here is that ta can be extreme and it can be end. Now I suddenly have the impression it means end. Because Rinpoche says, in order for there being a father and a mother, there needs to be a first father and a first mother. So any father and mother, again, have to have a father and mother, and a father, and they have to have a father and mother, and a father and mother. And in order for there to be a real father and a real mother, there needs to be a first father and a first mother. And that would mean there would have to be an end. No. where there is no first father and mother.
Thoma meba, avala, ava amai, thoma meba.
Yes. So from beginningless time, there is no father and mother, because there is no end in the beginning. You cannot meet an end of their being, rather as the first father and the first mother.
So
if there are a first mother and a first father, then there is an end. But because there is never a first father and a first mother, there is no end. You can never reach the end.
There
are many discussions from many different points of views about the first father and mother. Scientific and logically and so on. In brief, what it says, anything like the self, sentient beings, the skanda, and so on, have to be beyond all the four extremes. There being an end, there not being an end, there being both together, and being there and not being, and neither of those. These are all three of all mental elaboration. This is what it says in the Madhyamaka, freedom of mental, or the true nature is the freedom of mental elaboration, being free of these four extremes.
Tandodana Rabzi Dumba Jevata Neban Jeva Tabukabzo Mala Jijin Juma Jin Tazetun Jijin the Tajin Jitan Tajin Tajitun Jeva Song Sumba the Jevari. Tandan Tripa Tatrava Nansurto Tene Malam Jumata Malam Tabu Juma Tabu Tazetun Jeta Sumba.
So in brief, what that teaches corresponds again to the seventh chapter, where the conditioned verse examined, where it says, said, just like a dream, like an illusion, like the Gandhava city, so it is taught that all phenomena arise, abide, and cease. That means that on an ultimate level, all phenomena are free from all mental elaboration, but just on an apparent or relative level, they appear just like dreams, illusions, or like the city of the
Gandhavas.
Which Jim will sing for us.
However, appearances might appear outside, not real.
Together, Mato Bacapso, Sir Yorjana, and the Demba Tata Nankin, Demba Kinte, Dongana Tonga. Don't have the Demba Topa Capso, then Nanton Yomata, Melan Moshiba. Nelo Momala Carre, Nelo Momala, then the Cheva Mabare. They aren't Taton, the Chim Maji, Trubat Nelo Moma, Trubat Tanjil and Deba. ते हजार समुदाय चम्म मतलब ये तो गोमसंग की किरण सॉन्ग से जो ते मेट्रपा मार्पा लोट लम्बा मेट्रपा नारो मेट्रपनी मेट्रपत्ता वास्तवर सॉन्ग ये रे मेट्रप गोंगबा ते मार्पा लोट से मतलब ये पला सॉन्ग बारे मार्पा लोट से गाला तंदु सॉन्ग दो चलान सोयां तें दाउ शिनान देखिए
In this song, Milarepa sings about how appearances are as long as we are not realized, when you are realized, and how they are in their true nature. So as long as we have not realized the nature of appearances, then you take appearances to be real. How they appear, in the way as they appear, you take them to be real. And this is what causes you suffering. When you are realized, then you have realized that all appearances just appear and are empty at the same time. They are appearance and emptiness at the same time, just like illusions. And this corresponds somewhat to when you recognize a dream while you are dreaming. But how is the actual nature of appearances? It says here, appearances did never arise. The actual nature, the ultimate nature is that appearances are beyond arisal and beyond cessation. They are beyond all mental fabrications. That's the ultimate nature of appearances. This is a very profound song which Milarepa sang here. This song sprung forth from the wisdom that arose from Milarepa's meditation.
Tia Malan Jana Malan O Maji Pakapsa Demba Nankin Demba Kimba Topji Dunga Naso Brigade Malan O Hina Nang Sam Nantong Samri Nelo La Samna Samba Nelo La Samna Malan Jana Tanti Jeva Mapa Jimmy Driver the Driver. Then there was some not in it.
You can apply that to a dream. When you are dreaming and you didn't recognize that you are dreaming, then you take all the appearances which come to be true in the way they appear. And therefore you're suffering also within a dream. But as soon as you recognize that you are dreaming, then you know these appearances appear but are empty at the same time. Appearance and emptiness inseparable. But from the ultimate point of view, these appearances never arise. They are without any arrival. They are beyond any mental fabrication.
Thanks, Juan. Papa Ludrupji song, Tava Hirapji Ravzi Nishatsa Dengi, don't take Nishatsa Deng la dute, dot dute, dot dute, Kusumba.
This was the end of a brief explanation on the Mula Madhyamaka Karika, or the fundamentals of the Middle Way by Arya Nagarjuna, which is divided into 27 chapters, and which was here presented in a short form, namely from each chapter, one verse.
Tiamalare Pasong Dajana Samuchagare, Gobolodok Tamalare Pasong Yarko, Song Rezo.
And if you apply these teachings of Nagarjuna with the teachings of Milarepa, the understanding will even be more profound. It is good if one connects the explanations of Milarepa and Nagarjuna.
Dene Milarepa Song Tanda Densom. Hebare then lasopa kolo papa tarandan tumba song hajang mangbu yore tesu tamche jargo gudu.
In this case now Rinpoche explained Milarepa song of the three assurances, but there are many songs of Milarepa which accord to the middle turning of the wheel of the Dharma, that means to the Svatantrika Madhyamaka point of view and the Prasangika Madhyamaka point of view. All of these songs could be applied to the Nagarjuna in the same way. Now we will recite in English the whole root text of the fundamentals of the Middle Way.